Trevor Zamparelli on 2FM
with Virgin Mobile. Go from scrolling through stories to creating your own. Freedom is calling. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
It is time for
FIENDS.
Jen's friends.
Just friends.
Okay, this week we have comedian Enya Martin in studio. Good morning, Enya. How's it going?
How's it going? Morning.
Morning, morning. Now, I had to talk to you. Well, first of all, you're in the Ivy Gardens Comedy Festival. We'll talk about that in a second.
Mm-hmm.
But during the week, there were a couple of topics that we're talking about on the show that really got people involved. They were texting in, they were calling in. And you're the perfect person to have in for Jen's friends today because we were talking about names.
Yeah.
Talk about names, right? Unusual names, because I don't know if you know this, but Ed Sheeran has called his daughter Jupiter.
My God.
The other one is called something Antarctica. What's the other one called again? Anyway, he's gone mad with the names. Lyra Antarctica is the first one. Second one is called Jupiter. And I was going to look for your opinion on this, but you can't really talk because you've been called after...
I've never heard her played once in the gaff. I don't even know why I was named after her. Like, I really don't. And I thought for years she was singing Save the Whales. SeaWorld's next jingle.
Sail away. That is, of course, Enya. I mean, she's no other name. She's just Enya. And you're the only other Enya I know. Is your mom a massive fan? Or what's the crack?
Yeah, me dad was. But you know what? I think they must have been just stuck for names because Shauna was pretty popular back in 92. Do you know what I mean? I just think, like, no, we don't need another Shauna. So I think Enya, they settled on. I was going to be called Penny as well.
Penny's not bad.
Yeah.
Penny's not bad. Penny's cool. But Enya's cool. I mean, you're not going to forget that name. It's a real showbiz name. Thank
God. Teachers loved it in school. They did. Oh, it's such a nice name. It's such a unique name.
Did you get slagged for it?
Yeah, I did get slagged. Yeah. Especially off the lads. Like, people just like, your name's Enya. I remember people used to think your name was Anya as well. Like, so at one stage, I just eventually, like, upgraded to Onion. So, like, yeah, I was called Onion for years.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Do you like your name, though? Like, are you... Or would you ever change it? Like, how do you feel about your name?
Now I do, yeah. Mm. I used to actually have a different surname and I changed it because I just thought it sounded better on stage. Like, I used to be Brady. So now it's Martin. So I just think Enya Martin just sounds so much sleeker.
Oh, it does. Yeah, so yeah. You're actually Enya Brady.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I understand why you changed it. I hear you.
People like that when I'm in the airport and all like that, and they're just like, oh, you Enya Martin, and looking at my passport, and they're like, Brady?
Huh? My mother-in-law changed her first name, right? And we only found this out a couple of years ago. So her name is Shirley, but it's not really Shirley. So when we were booking her flights for Ryanair, it was like, she was like, it's Jean. Sorry, we're like, what? Yeah, oh, by the way, my real name is Jean. I just didn't like it, so I changed it to Shirley.
How many years did that go on for?
I've been with Lau 17 years and I only found out that her real name was Jean probably in the last 5 years. It was just mad.
Imposter.
But isn't it crazy that people feel that strongly to change their name? I mean, different for you because it's a stage name. I get that, you know, but God, she must really hate that name, Jean. God love my sister-in-law who's called Jean, who's probably listening.
She's had a bad experience. Maybe that's why she changed it.
I think so. Let's talk about mansplaining, because I was coming out of RT the other day and a man was trying to tell me how to take my car out of the car park, right? I didn't ask him for help. I didn't look like I was stressed. But he started gesturing with his hand, you know, like, do that with the wheel. I was like, why is he doing that? I'm so insulted. Do I look like... I was like, I'm not going to look at him. He looks like he can't even see. He's so old. I'm going to look at the camera I paid for in my car. Do men mansplain to you, or have you had that experience?
Yeah, I always get it in mechanics. You bring your car in, something simple, and they're looking at you like you have 10 heads when you don't understand them, and they're like, what do you mean you don't know what a Cadillac converter is? Tony, come in here and listen to this.
And how's your temper? Do you lose it, or are you okay?
I hate being patronised. So my boyfriend's a chef. So when we're at home and I'm like, I'm cooking, and he's just like, you're not doing it right. I'm like, it's a bag of microwavable rice. Like, how can I do it wrong? Do you know what I mean? Like, I know what I'm doing. It says the instructions on the back of the bag. Yeah, I'm very touchy.
And does he ever, because producer Audrey is married, slipping the tongue there, is with an Italian. Not married.
Oh, is his name Davide?
But he explains plots to her. In, like, really simple, like, rom-coms, he'll pause it and explain it to her.
Oh no, that'd do my head in.
Wouldn't
now.
It?
That would do my head in. Like, I want to watch a movie, not listen to a podcast.
Exactly. Stop telling me what's going on. Now, you're really well known for your sketches, but obviously you're in the stand-up world. Do you ever have male comedians mansplain how to do it?
I did. I had a couple, like, you'd come down, I'm not going to say where it was, but you'd come down off stage and they're just like, you know, you're a bit stiff on stage. Would you not try do this? And I'm just like, what I'm doing so far is working for me, and people laughed at the jokes. Like, they're not laughing at my body language. Do you know what I mean? Or maybe you should change this. And I'm just like, look where I am and look where you are. Like, do you know what I mean?
It's everywhere. We can't escape it. We just can't escape it. Now, I need to talk about Dressing to Impress, because we were shook here in the office because MEP Mick Wallace addressed the European Parliament in a tank top. Did you see him?
Yeah, seen the picture, yeah.
Right? And originally I was like, okay, you know, we're just after a pandemic. People should be allowed to be a little bit more relaxed and wear what he likes. Well, people online were going banana saying, you know, he's representing the country. He looks the state. But I was looking around at these. Look, I mean, look out there. Look at Graham. He doesn't even iron his clothes.
Oh, God.
I know. So I was like, we need to smarten up because we work for the national broadcaster. We need to dress to impress. So I made everybody wear suits. It kind of changed how the show was very serious and very tad boring, I would say, us in our suits. It just changed your whole...
Everybody walking around like a project manager.
Yeah, like a civil servant.
Yeah.
Did you ever have to put on a suit? Because obviously you're a comedian, but did you ever work in an office and have to wear...
Yeah, I did multiple internships before I packed it in and then pursued the comedy. But I hated that. Like, what I loved about school is you had a uniform. Like, you know, over in America where you have to, like, literally pick out a different outfit every day. That's what I hate about working in an office. And then you're kind of like, you know, is it kind of sending out the wrong message? Is this top too low? Are these boots too high? Now, sign me up for radio any day. Come in with no makeup and gym gear all day long.
Look at these lads. These cameras now. Look, they've cameras now here. So you can't even hide. And they always go on, or they always record when it is the day that I'm in my pyjamas and don't have any makeup on.
Swipe our filters.
I know. And our Instagram guy doesn't even do that. I mean, what's too summary, would you say? Let's, you know, if people are listening and they're going, because it's going to be really hot over the weekend, what should you not put on if you're going into a work environment? What's a big no-no?
I think maybe, yeah, I wouldn't go for shorts. And then you're just like, oh, do you wear a skirt and no tights? I don't know. Like, it's a hard one. Like, how high should the skirt be? I feel like I'm back in school again, Catholic school. It's weird. I don't know. I'd say, like, maybe you get away with a tank top.
No, you wouldn't,
would
Anya.
No,
absolutely
I seen
not.
The stills here, man. I thought it was stills from The Castaway too, but it was just... I think that's way too much. A pink... He looks like he was coming home from the Wireless Festival, but I don't know. It's a tough one.
It is a tough one.
The world's evolving, though.
It's not. It's not. If you
people
read the
are still telling
online,
me how to reverse my car.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So, big heat wave coming, so they keep telling us. How are you with the heat? Are you okay?
I like the heat. And you know what we do? We dine for a bit of heat. And then when we get, all we do is complain about it's freezing. And then we get a bit of sun. It's like, it's too warm. I like warm, but it's too warm. Do you know what I mean?
And there's always someone who says that.
Yeah.
You're like, don't say it. It's too warm. Oh, now it's going to rain. Okay, so that's the business of the week. Tell us about the comedy festival. Who else besides yourself is playing?
Oh, just think of all the major Irish comics. So, you know, File Arms and Hogg, Deirdre O'Kane, Tommy Tiernan, Jason Bourne.
The Crackdown is going to be there, I know. Damo has his Crackdown there with Emma Doran and a few of those heads. I mean, there's everybody, every stand-up does this.
Oh, yeah. It's like a music festival for comedians. I think it's great because there's nothing like it. Like I don't think any other country does it. Well, not that I know of.
No.
But it's great. It's a great night out for walk friends or like, you know, a first date or something. It's something different.
Yeah.
And it's a lovely venue as well. Food
and drinks.
And
you don't have to sleep in a tent.
I know. It's great, isn't it? Can you imagine if you did?
Oh, my God. No, I don't think I'd be able for that. I did that recently and I lasted one night. I said I'm going to camp for the whole weekend.
It strengthens your character. It does.
It really does. I like that tent. What's it called? A hotel. That's my favourite tent ever. What year is this for you? You've done this a couple of years now?
Yeah, I think I started doing it in like 2017.
Wow.
Yeah, and I was only like a support slot. So like the first person on, the first comic on before the headliner. Mm. And now I'm a headliner like so far. Yeah, for three nights I'm headlining and then one night I'm sub-headliner with Jason Bourne. Like so the lineups that I'm on are great. Like they really kind of like compliment my style of comedy as well. Like so.
Jason Bourne's amazing.
Yeah.
Will the Ma be there?
Yeah, I might bring her along. Yeah, I might bring her along with me. She's gonna like a fish show. Yeah, he'll probably be looking for free tickets. So I remember one year he couldn't get into the tent. He was like, "Yeah, I have an artist pass." And he's like, "Yeah, sorry, bud, but everybody else has to come in before you."
Oh no!
Yeah. Oh, he thought he was mad.
Well, listen, if anybody deserves a free ticket, he definitely does. If people want to get tickets, you can go and check it out. It is the Paddy Power Comedy Festival. It's on the Ivy Gardens. Go and check them out. It's happening. Is it next weekend or the weekend after?
Yeah, so you get tickets on Ticketmaster and it's next Thursday to next Sunday. So the 24th to the 24th.
Loads of time to get your tickets. Thanks, Amy.
Jennifer Zaffarelli. Weekday morning from 9 on 2FM.